You see, from the time that Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden until now, disobedience has been the heart of sin. You see, the sin of man chooses, praise God, to do what he wants rather than what he should do. And he is classified as one of the children of disobedience. Yeah. This means that he is in the family of disobedience rather than in the family of God. He is enslaved by this spirit. Praise God, of rebellion. But praise God, let me go on to the fourth one. Amen. Lest I bore you any longer. He shall, praise God, it says that he is enslaved by his own desires. Let's look at the A clause in verse 3, what it reads. It says, among whom also we all had our conversation. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
One time.
You had your conversation, praise God, conversation, praise God, in times of past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling what? The desires of the flesh and of the mind. You see, the desires of the flesh and of the mind is what controls life. Yeah. Amen, amen. Let me quick remind you that flesh in the Bible and fleshly sins do not refer only to sexual sin, because if you were to take your casual look and go to Galatians chapter 5 and just read verse 19 to 22, we're not going to do that this morning, praise God. Paul lists a whole lot of sins, a whole lot of things, praise God, other than sexual sins. Oh yes, yeah. He mentions things like immoral thoughts. He mentioned things as anger. Praise God, the same thing that we were talking about this morning in Sunday school. Praise God. He talks about things such as unbelief. He talks about things such as idolatry. He talks about things such as envy, and he talks about things such as false belief. Praise God, all of them are included in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. Praise God. You see, oh yes, our immoral thoughts and things that we have, amen, they come from what we call the lower part of nature. The flesh is that part of our nature that gives sin a point of attack. Amen. Praise God. So we find that there are four reasons. There are four things, praise God, that they are enslaved to. And I just gave you that fourth one. They are enslaved to their own desires. Amen. Praise God. That's why I like when somebody say, praise God, Lord, it's not I. It's not I, but it's you that lives on the inside of me. And praise God. And if he lives on the inside of you, you are going to do and you are going to fulfill his desires. Finally, praise God, and as I get ready to close, amen, to be lost is to be the object of wrath. Look at the because of verse number 3, and it says, and were by nature the children of wrath. This let me know that those who are lost, praise God, and without Christ, awaits the wrath of God and are the subjects of his wrath. In other words, you see, God's wrath is not a whimsical thing, for his wrath refers to his settled objection to sin. And as we look at those whose lives that have been lived in sin, we find that they have become hardened, praise God, and insensitive, praise God, to God. And this brings on the judgment of God. Well, I have explained to you what it means to be lost. I said it's to be spiritually dead. I said it's to be helplessly enslaved. I said it's to be the object of God's wrath. But as I get ready to close,
Praise God, I'm so glad that the Apostle Paul did not stop writing at verse 3. Because if he had stopped writing at verse 3, I would not be standing up here today preaching to you. If he had stopped, praise God, at verse 3, you wouldn't be sitting out there listening to me. But I thank God that Paul kept on writing. Paul said in verse 4 and 5, he said, but God, who is rich for his great love wherein, and wherewith, excuse me, that word wherewith means because he loved us. Praise God, even when we were dead in sin, has he quickened us? That word quicken means that he made us alive. Praise God. To be in Christ Jesus, he quickened us together with Christ, and he said, by grace, oh, we saved. Praise the name of the Lord. I like that, because if it wasn't for his grace, some of us would be patting our own self on the back. Some of us, praise God, would say, because I went to school, I got this degree, I got that degree, I got this business, I got this much money, I got this much honey, I got this, I got that. But praise God, he said, by grace are you saved. You look at your neighbor and said, I want you to say to your neighbor right now, look him straight in the eye and say, say, neighbor, oh neighbor, I don't know about you, but I'm glad for God's mercy, and I'm glad for God's grace. Why am I glad for God's mercy? You see, praise God, in his mercy, he does not, praise God, he does not give us what we deserve. Praise God. Let me say that one more time. In his mercy, he does not give us what we deserve. Let me tell you what we deserve. The wages of sin is death. Praise God. But thank God for his mercy. When he saw me out there on the street acting a fool, if he had given me judgment, I would have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But I'm so glad, praise God, that he gave mercy. But I got to talk about this thing called grace, because in his grace, he gives us, praise God, what we do not deserve. Somebody said, what is it that we do not deserve? When he gives us grace, he gives us favor in this world. He gives us blessings, praise God, that we won't have enough room. We won't have anything to receive. That's his grace, unmerited favor that he gives to mankind. You see, praise God, I say all that because no one has to remain lost, because God is rich in mercy. Praise God. God has made a way so that man do not have to remain lost. The prophet Isaiah, way back 700 years before Jesus even came on the scene, the prophet Isaiah had these words to say. In Isaiah 45 and verse 22, he said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. How many of y'all glad that God is God? How many of y'all glad that he sent his son Jesus to die so that you could live? Praise God, because if the truth is been told, all of us was lost at one time. You know what I read in verse 4 and 5. He said, because one time we had our conversation in line. We had our conversation in adultery. We had our conversation in illicit sex. Praise God. I like that because that means that I can't talk about you and you can't talk about me, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I'm so glad, praise God, that he sent his son down here, praise God, so that I didn't have to remain lost. At one time I was lost, but I'm not lost today. Praise God, if this building collapse on my head right now, I know for sure, absent from this body, I'm going to be in the presence of my Lord, all because God paved the way so that we might live. He paved the way so that we no longer have to be lost. How did he pave the way? He told his son, I need somebody to go down and redeem man. And his son said, only thing I want you to do, Father, is just find me a body. Praise God. He got in a body. Praise God. Came born of a virgin Mary. Walked this earth for 33 and a half years. Telling men, women, boys and girls that you have to be saved. Praise God. And then he died. He died. He died. He died. One Friday evening, he donned a cross across his shoulder, walked up a hill called Calvary, where they pierced him in his side, put a thorn on a crown on his head. Praise God. They whipped him all night long, stretched him out wide. Praise God. And did he die? Oh, did he die? Stay there on that cross. He did it because he looked down the road. He saw a bunch of lost people. Hallelujah. Saw Brother Jenkins. Saw Sister Collins. Saw Brother Collins. Saw Deacon Buckner. Praise God. He stayed there on that cross, and he died, took him down off of that cross. After he died, put him in a borrowed grave, where he stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But one good thing that I like, early, 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 one Sunday morning, he got up. He got up and declared, I got all power in my hand. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that he died so that you don't have to be lost anymore? You could stand flat-footed and look any devil in the face. I don't care if it's white, black, grizzle, or gray. I don't care if they're short, tall, fat, or stumpy. And tell them it's for God that I'm going to live, and it's for God that I'm going to die. I thank you, Jesus.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KYGKQ.